Boria High. Castillo will be taking on Gianna Redcorn of Capon Mount Carmel. Redcorn undefeated on the season, and this is a regional finals rematch between the two, where Redcorn defeated Castillo by fall at 3 minutes and 55 seconds. You got to think that's in the back of Castillo's mind just a little bit, Drew, but it's also in the forefront of the mind of Redcorn.
Yeah, I think she'll be thinking about it a lot, but she's going to want revenge and want to get that match back for sure.
Well, we've talked about this all week long. When you have these rematches and you have these return matches from across the season, depending on the result, it can give you a mental edge, but it can also add to your nerves a little bit, because if you've already beaten somebody, do you feel that added pressure to try and go out and beat them again, and does that get into your head a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It always does. Everything's always getting into your head. If you wrestle someone more than once and lose to them more than once, then you're always going to want to get that match back. But if you've won a couple times, it's always in the back of your head saying, okay, what do I need to do differently to get that next match?
So I guess the big question here for Redcorn, she's obviously going to have the confidence edge over Castillo, having beat her and beat her by fall at regionals just 2 weeks ago. Castillo looking to get one back here, so two different motivators. But do you think for Redcorn, kind of riding high on that momentum, that could actually be detrimental to her? Maybe she gets a little too confident.
Yeah, she could be a little too confident. She could get a little excited out there, think she's got something, and Alexia might be able to catch her.
Well, she's caught both of her opponents here in her first round match. Of course, she had a bye in the first round. Then in the championship quarterfinals, she won that in very impressive fashion. 30 seconds into that matchup, wins by fall. She defeated Tejana Bryant of Andover. Then you fast forward to the championship semifinals. As finals action going on, you can hear the crowd going absolutely ballistic as the 215-pound boys matchup is wrapping up over there. Exciting time here in Hartman Arena. Back to what we were talking about here, Castillo would advance to the championship match with a win by fall over Sarajah Nelson at a minute 7 in the first period. Now going up against Redcorn, and you got to think Castillo is going to be looking for any edge that she can get here. I mean, she's really, really good about being patient, but the thing is, sometimes in these state final matches, especially at the heavier weight classes, patience can often be a problem.
Yeah, she's got to go out there and she's got to get after it. She's got to go out there and take it from this girl, snatch victory from her, and win a state title.
Well, and then you also got to talk about, obviously, the patience there, you know, waiting for your openings and things like that. But another big thing here, Drew, is also, you know, I mentioned being too patient, but being too aggressive too early. I mean, there's so many different nuances to wrestling that a lot of people who've never stepped on a mat can't quite comprehend. You think, oh, just attack, attack, attack. But that drains you very quickly. Then you have to go in there and keep going for another two periods, hopefully. I mean, how do you balance that conservation of energy with that attack mentality?
Yeah, it's a hard balance, because you can be warming up and all of a sudden your energy can be drained and you got to go out there and you're feeling like, what the heck just happened? I have no energy. It's all in your head. If you go out there and know you're ready and know you have that confidence and have that ability and you're focused and you're ready.
It's all the mindset. Yeah, we've been talking about that all week.
It really is.
Well, 200
state championship match.
The bright lights are on here in Hartman Arena, 235 pounds. Starting us off here for Emporia High, it is Alexa Castillo. Now, history has already been made here, as this is the most finalists the Lady Spartans have ever had in Emporia High history. The most finalists we've had up to this point, back in 2022, it was Maddie Griffin and Virginia Munoz.
Yes.
Both of them coming away with runner-up positions there. This could be a very historic night, as we have a chance at not only having the very first, but maybe the second, possibly the third state champions on the girls' side in Emporia High wrestling history.
That'd be awesome. But it's not
going to be an easy task. All three of these upcoming championship matches will be returns from the regional finals 2 weeks ago, and Emporia High was 1-2 in those matches. Castillo losing by fall to her upcoming opponent in Gianna Redcorn. Haley Botris at 115 pounds losing to her opponent by fall. We'll get into that a little later this evening. But here we go. Wrestlers out to center, shaking hands with the officials. It's final time. Here we go. Whistle and a tie up to start things off. Castillo ties up on the left side. On the right side is Redcorn. Now they're fighting for control of the right wrist, and they'll break at center. Redcorn changing her levels a little bit here. They tie up again. Left shoulder for Redcorn, right elbow for Castillo. They're pushing and shoving again, just feeling each other out here in the early going, circling at center. 1:33 remains in the opening period. They tie up again. Castillo on the left elbow, right collar here for Redcorn. Now Castillo trying to snap her down, can't get her to go. They'll break again. Castillo just outside the left side of the center circle. A little bit of hand fighting. Now Castillo re-engages on the right collar tie. Gets shaken off by Redcorn. They move outside the center circle to the left. Still circling, tying up deep on the left side, both wrestlers. Now trying for the snap there was Redcorn, and Castillo pushes her off. They tie in again. Right side for Redcorn, left side for Castillo. 50 seconds remaining here in the opening period of this 235-pound state title matchup.
Yeah, she's holding center really well.
Castillo re-engages again. Deep collar tie right side. Neither wrestler has left their feet just yet. 30 seconds left to go, and this is going to be a match of conditioning and timing. Both of them looking for the right opening. Castillo grabs the right collar tie, starts to circle on Redcorn, trying to make her go down, but she won't go for it. 15 seconds remains here. They move back to center. Looked like Redcorn was trying to get a paw in there on the left side to try and take Castillo over.
Hard club.
Hand fighting again, back in the center circle, and time will run out here in the first period. We're even at zero. See where the call goes. It'll be Redcorn's call. She'll defer. Castillo decides to take the top position. I like that call by Alexa. Most wrestlers would want to try and get the easy point, Drew, but here we've seen Alexa. She knows how to ride.
Yeah, she knows how to put a girl to her back, and she is very, very well at it.
Oh, actually, I think she's going to just...
Her and Coach Sean in warm-ups have been working on something I was seeing.
Right
was
there, watching. She goes. She gives the freestyle start.
Yes.
And then pounces right on top of her. Redcorn now flattened out on the mat. Castillo up on top of the hips, trying to work a left side half. Now switches to the right, still on the hips. She's got her left leg hooked in on the right calf. Now gets back behind Redcorn. Redcorn still flattened out on the mat, just off to the right side of the center circle. And we're going to get a caution. Stall warning goes against Redcorn. That could be very crucial as we're only a minute 20 to go here in the second period. Castillo now starting to turn off to the left side, trying to work a half from the left on Redcorn. Really riding tough here is Castillo. And Drew, how crucial is this to just wear her out on the bottom, because you start to make her extremely tired, as now we'll get a stall warning against Castillo, but she was engaged the whole time. She was working the whole time on top.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a stall or if he was holding his hand up to blow the whistle, but...
they weren't out of bounds.
Keeping her flat is crucial because she's using a bunch of energy trying to get back to her base.
Alexa, again, going to go to the freestyle start.
Pouncing right on her.
Right on top again. Basing up here is Redcorn. Castillo keeping that knee into the backside with 53 seconds to go. She's got waist control. Both hands wrapped around the waist. Now standing back up is Redcorn. Redcorn now reaching behind as they're both back to their feet. Redcorn is trying to throw a headlock, and she'll get the one-point escape as she breaks the hands of Castillo. Castillo now.
Come on.
Goes right around the side. Do we get the three-point takedown? Castillo, perfect timing. Waited for Redcorn to make a move. She let her just get a little too far ahead, and she falls right on her face. Castillo riding on top of the hips now. 21 seconds left to go here in the second period. Alexa Castillo of Emporia High is up 3-1. Now, she was working a power half on the left side, trying to turn Redcorn. 8 seconds left to go. Castillo's body across the back. Now she switches back, riding the hips. And time runs out in the second period, heading into the third of this 235-pound matchup. Alexa Castillo of Emporia High is leading 3-1, takes the bottom position. She just needs to explode up here to make it a 3-point lead. And now, setting in right side, Redcorn immediately breaks Castillo down. Castillo flattened to the mat. Redcorn up high on the hips of Castillo, putting pressure from that forearm on the back of the head. Castillo trying to base back up, but she doesn't want to give Redcorn anything to manipulate here, Drew.
Right. She's trying to stay sealed off, trying to get to a good base, and then we can explode up. And it's really hard to get up, and you got a lot of weight on you.
Redcorn putting that full weight on top of Castillo. Still riding up on the hips, now tries a cross face from the right side. She's circling off to the right of Castillo, is Redcorn. Chest to back. Body on top of body. Alexa hanging in tough. A minute 20 left to go in the matchup. Now Redcorn working a power half of her own on the left side, trying to turn Castillo. Alexa starting to base back up. She's got the forearms down. She's got the knees in. Flattens back out now. A minute and 5 seconds away from history here is Alexa Castillo. Redcorn getting desperate now. She's really trying to wrench that power half on the left side.
Alexa's got to stay strong. Stay strong, try to get to a base.
53 seconds remain. That clock cannot tick fast enough. We'll get a stall point goes to Redcorn. It's 3-2 now. Redcorn still riding the hips, now working a power half from the right side of Castillo. Castillo trying to do something on the bottom, but we got 30 seconds left to go. Castillo is up 3-2. Redcorn still working the power half, now goes to the cross face. She's going to the right side. 18 seconds left to go. Counting it down, 15 seconds. Castillo still on bottom. She bases back up. Right side. Redcorn now switches to the front, puts a front chin lock on, but 7 seconds. It's ticking down. Five.
Come on.
Four.
Come on.
Three. Two. One. History. In Hartman. Alexa Castillo, 235 pounds, is the first state champion in Lady Spartan wrestling history.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Castillo does it. 3-2. She is a state champion. Oh my goodness. This is a match she was not favored to win.
No.
And that shows you why you wrestle to the final whistle, Drew.
She's got heart.
Miles of it. She gave up about, I'd say, at least 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
To a bigger opponent.
Yeah.
Probably giving up about 20 pounds.
Yeah,
Castillo.
I was about to say 15.
Yeah.
Probably right.
Castillo, not quite 235. And Redcorn maybe a little closer to that mark. But that does it. Alexa Castillo has started the highway of history here at Hartman Arena, claiming the 235-pound state championship. The first Lady Spartan in school history to win a wrestling state title.
That feels good.
Oh, my goodness. That feels amazing. And, folks, we're not done. We still have two to go. At 115 pounds, it'll be Haley Botrus of Emporia. Then at 120, the number one ranked 5A wrestler at that weight class in Kensley Medrano. We are going to step aside for now. We've got some time before those matchups. We're going to go and give Alexa Castillo a big hug.
Yeah.
But, folks, if you're not rocking and rolling and celebrating in your cars or wherever you might be listening, you just don't understand the magnitude of what just happened here. Alexa Castillo just made Emporia High history. Oh, my goodness. We appreciate you all tuning in here to listen to state championship wrestling. We're going to go ahead and step aside, but before that, we'll say thank you to our sponsors, including Cali Medrano, agent with Shelter Insurance, protecting champions on and off the mat, proudly supporting the Spartan men and ladies Spartan wrestling teams in their postseason, and the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. History made once. Can we do it again? We'll find out a little later here in Hartman Arena. Thank you to Drew Baker for joining me on this call. Kevin Hines will be back with us here in just a little bit from Hartman Arena. You're listening to State Wrestling Championship Wrestling on KBOE, live and local.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Emporia High School Spartan Wrestling. Emporia High School Wrestling is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, Dr.